Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Connie Johnston of Russell, and she's going to talk to us about the historical mural that is being unveiled in a little bit more than a week, actually. Hi, Connie, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Very good, Candace, and thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about how this mural project got started.
Well, as most people are aware, this is the 125th anniversary at the Police Village of Russell, and we thought it was a perfect time to showcase some of the history. We look at other villages and we're always envious of the murals that they have, and we thought this would be a great chance. So we held a fundraiser on May the 13th, one of our Russell Trivia ones, and with the help of all of the local businesses and the residents, we were able to raise the necessary money to have actually not one but two murals created for the downtown core.
Oh, I didn't realize there was two. Oh, that's great. And so who actually did it?
It's a little different now than what it used to be done in the old days. We used photos that were in the files at the museum. So we chose five of the more popular photos of the history. Shane Sines has produced this for us with the help of Paul Shibley. So what is, we set these all up on the computer and make a 10-foot by 4-foot mural. And then we gave it to Paul Shibley to add the coloring. And he did that. And then they used that to Photoshop and enlarge into a 32 by 10 foot mural.
Wow. That's interesting. And I should just mention here that Paul Shibley is a very well-known artist.
Yes, he is. Yes. He's great. And they've all donated their time, which is so important to us because it allowed us to do more. And that's how we came about with the second mural.
And when say us, is it the Historical Society?
No, it's a project of, well, it was started, of course, with the 125 committee headed by Dave Dyer. So then he reached out to different service clubs in the area and asked for assistance. So Russell Trivia jumped on board, and we held that fundraiser on May the 13th and raised all the necessary funds to do it. So it's really, we were very lucky in having the Russell Lions Club come on board to donate part of the money. And so it's sort of a group effort of the Russell Trivia Services and the Russell Lions Club.
The group of the usual people who belong to everything and do a lot of the stuff, right?
And that is the reason why everything else in my life gets neglected, Candace.
I know the feeling.
But it's been wonderful, and Jane Sines has been great to work with, and we tried to choose photos that would really depict the history. And so of course we have the train station and the commercial hotel, and then we thought it's such an important part of our heritage, the farmers, original settlers. So we even have Mrs. Lillian Morrow on her hay wagon with the loose hay and drawing in the hay with her horse.
Oh,
so
wow.
That's one of the photos that we have up at the mural. So
wow, that's cool. So where are the murals located then?
Well, the big one, the 32 by 10 foot one, will be on the south side of the Pronto building, again with the help of Eileen Richard and Richard Jr. Hamlin. They've agreed to let us use the side of their building, and so that will be the big one. And then just kitty corner to that, on the what was always referred to as the MacArthur Motors building, the red brick building,
right,
on the other side of Castor and Concession. We had a fabulous picture of when it was a motor sales, and so it will be the other smaller version of the mural straight across from the other one.
Okay, and when is the unveiling?
It's next Thursday night, July the 13th at 8 p.m. And we invite everybody to come and join us because we're doing it in conjunction with Meet Me on Main Street, which is a township event.
Yes.
And so the Concession Street will be closed down, and there'll be, I think at last count, something like 5 or 6 different food venues, mm-hmm, like Homesteads and Membrane, and they'll have live music. And of course, as I mentioned, the street will be closed down. There'll be tables and chairs, and the service clubs will have booths set up talking about their different organizations. And so at 8 o'clock, then we will proceed over to that corner and unveil the murals.
Well, that sounds really great. Let's just talk quickly about what is a police village and why does Russell have one?
Well, it's existed for 125 years now, and it was the original formation of the village. And so it's quite a, a long-standing part of our heritage. So I remember 25 years ago celebrating the 100th anniversary, and it's quite an achievement. We now have the Police Village Trustees and Board, which controls money that was made from the sale of the Hydro.
Russell Hydro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that goes back quite a piece.
So the village itself is older than the police village, though.
Right. That's right. And of course, we go back to Duncanville and Luxembourg and all of the, we're looking at 1850s, mm-hmm. roughly, that the original settlers came. But the old police village were the ones that were put in the original sidewalks, brought the hydro to the village. So it was formed, I guess, after the settlers had established the village. So.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today, Connie.
Well, thank you, Candace. And as I say, we really encourage everyone that can possibly make it out next Thursday night. It should be a great night.
Right. Well, and the whole Meet Me on Main Street thing is pretty cool, too.
I think so, too.
It started in, I think it was North Dundas. I went to some of the ones down there, and it's really an interesting concept. Like, just close down a street, get some vendors, get some tables and chairs and some music, and tell everybody to come out. I know the ones in North Dundas were hugely popular, so I'm pretty sure this one will be, too. Hopefully, we won't have, smoke or lightning or a tornado or something.
I know. Nowadays, it's hard to tell. I know this Wednesday, tomorrow evening, is Marionville.
Right.
So it's just the week before ours. So,
right.
As you say, it's a great way to get out. And people tend to be so busy with their lives. It's nice to be able to just sit down and have a nice, fun evening and
chat
socialize.
With your neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when I went to the ones in North Dundas, it felt kind of like an old-time thing almost,
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And we should go back to more of those customers from the old days.
Yeah, some of them were good.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Connie.
Thanks, Candace.
I appreciate it. This is Candace Fenner on Local First. I've been speaking with Connie Johnston about the upcoming unveiling of the new murals, plural, that celebrate some of the history of Russell.